related to this multi-sugya Gemara. Whatever we do is really not doing it justice, but as much as we're able to. We have a machokes in the Gemara in the case of the Ilav et Tuvia, two Edim who are krovim to the Arev and machokim from the Malve and the Lova. Rashi says they were Edi Halva. How do we know that there's an Arev at all? Presumably from the Edim as well. We have to deal with that issue. Others, Rishonim, are going to say that we already know that there was Halva, we know he's an Arev, and the Edim are coming to weigh in on whether there was a Piron. It could be one of two possibilities. Either they say that it was paid, which is defending the Lova, or saying that it wasn't paid to defend the Malva. All this we're going to see, Mr. Shevin, the Rishonim. Bottom line is these two Edim were krovim to the Arev and not to the Malva Velova. Rav Papa thought that if that's the case, we can accept their Edus because they're not krovim to the Lova and the Malva. Rav Hunbe Beshua said, no, after all, this is relevant to the Arev too. Lesley, Lova, Labas, or Arva Azil, Malva. So therefore, we can't accept the Edus at all. That's the sugya over here. We began to look at the Rush. There's a lot of overlap, of course. We'll try to go back and forth, the Rush, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Balamor. But we went from the Rush. A lot of what we're going to read in the Rush comes from the Chiddush HaRamban as well, especially with regard to the Raivid that we started on yesterday. The Rush starts off with the issue of the case. He doesn't make much of it. We're going to see more about this in the Balamor and the Ramban. But the Rush just comments in the beginning. The sheet of Rashi is that they were Edi Halva. And then the Rush right away compares it to the Yerushalmi that a lot of the Rishonim quote, this Yerushalmi, the Rif quote the Yerushalmi, that if a person has an Ishtar Matana, two individuals that he wants to give the Matana to, and the Edim on the Ishtar Matana are kosher for one of the recipients and pasul to the other one. So Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish and the Yerushalmi. The assumption here in the Rush is the Shita of Yochanan. And that's the reason why Rav Hunbe Beshua says that we can't accept the Edim even on the Malva Velova, since they're saying Edus also on the Arev. Presumably, therefore, the Rush would assume that what is our case discussing? This Edus is Edus, the Star. Right? That would seem to be obvious from the Rush's comparison to the Yerushalmi's case. Right? It doesn't say in the Gemara explicitly that the Edus was the Star, Bopet. The Rush makes it seem as if it's one Star, and the Star is indicating, what does it indicate? It indicates that there's a Halva and there's an Arev. All the information that's relevant to the Halva is in the Star. And the Edim of the Star happened to be krovim to the Arev. That's the Psak of the Gemara. Rav Hunbe Beshua says, after all, it's everything is Nogeya, the Arev too. If the Lova defaults, then the Arev has to pay. Therefore, being krovim to the Arev spoils it for the Lova Vamalva as well. So you can't establish the Halva through this Edus Bishtar. For the Rush, it would seem that there doesn't seem to be a problem. The Rush is bothered by the need for the Gemara to say, what do you need to say all of that? Simple. You know, the Shtar is one Shtar. The Shtar has in it all the information that it has that's relevant to the Halva. There was Halva. There is an Arev. A Maisa, something in the Shtar is a problem because of the Eidim being a Karev to that individual. And that's enough to spoil it. What is this need to emphasize Ileske Lulova Labbas Arva Azil Malve? So the Ritva makes this a kasha, but the Rush doesn't seem to make it a kasha. That's good for what it means. In other words, the Maisa, what's an Arev? An Arev is a person who pays if the Lover doesn't have money. And therefore, he's part of the Shtar, and that's exactly the point. Nothing more need to be said. The Ritva must have taken the Gemara, the Svara, to mean something more. There's a special, and you'll see in the Lashon of the Ritva, we'll get to it, just giving you a heads up. Stamma, how many saw the Ritva already? Good, so you'll know what I'm referring to. We'll get to it soon. The Ritva made this akasha, assuming it's a shtar. So what do you need to come on to this new Lashon of Gemara? Yileske lobe labasa arva azil. It's simply like the case of the Yerushalmi, and that's it. So finished. What do you have to add? In a chanami, for the Rush, that's exactly what the Gemara means, nothing more. That's all the Rush discusses vis-a-vis the pshat of Rashi. And then he that's what he says. If you read another word, a few words of the rest, that's what he says. So it's like the case of the Yerushalmi, Hachanami, right? The case of the Yerushalmi was that the Eden on the Shtar Matana were kosher for one individual that is getting the Matana, one of the Mekablim, and Pasul to the other. So it's no good for anybody. Hachanami. Look what he says. Hachanami kevan de ileske lova azabasa arva. That's the words of the Gemara. Im kain. So all the Gemara means with that svara is that, that's a way of saying that the star is a star about Lova and about the Arev. It's all part of what this Edus B'Shtar is about, and therefore being passed to the Arev makes it a problem for everybody. Exactly like the Yishalmi. Became the Psun Arev, Psun Afilov. Again, this sort of glossing over the fact that the Gemara makes a big deal about this svara. The Ritva feels like it's a kasha, and the Raj didn't seem to think it was a kasha. Okay. That's one clue that maybe you picked up on when you were learning. If not, so we hear it now, right? Okay, let's go weiter in the Rush. So the Rush now brings another pshat in the case. This is what the Ravid says. The Ravid learns Shetano Seyem Aliski Piron. There's a din Torah here between the Malva and the Lova regarding whether the Lova paid or not. Kigon sha'amar Lova l'malva praticha ubetayna zu nifta ha'arev. With the tainas tour of that I paid, the Arev would be obviously absolved as well. In other words, if the Lova doesn't owe, if the Lova paid the chov, then the Malva, the Arev has no chov to pay. Vehevi edim shelo pro. And the Malva brings edim. So these Edim are not the star, obviously. Now we're talking about Edus Balpeh. And it's supporting the claim of the Malva that the Chov wasn't paid. According to the Ravid, therefore, again, it's not Edus the star, it's Edus Balpeh. And we know already there's an Arev, we know about the Hava, that's not in dispute. The only question is, did the Lova pay or not? The Edim support the Malva's claim that it wasn't paid, which means, obviously, that the Arev will have to pay. If the Lova doesn't pay, then the Arev is going to be responsible. So the Shiloh will be now, can we accept the Edus with regard to the Lova and the Malva? That's what Rav Papa thought, since they're not related to the Edim. And Rav Nevi'ishua said no, because Ilesig Lova Basa Arva Azu, so we can't accept the Edus at all. Lamaisa, I ask you the following question. Again, we have to think about this, we'll get to the Ramban also. According to Rav Papa, so this Edus will be accepted Shelo Para. With regard to who? So if the Lova doesn't have money, would the Arev have to pay? According to Rav Papa? In other words, what am I asking you? According to Rav Papa is the pshat that since they're rachok to the Lova and the Malva, they're not psulim to the Lova and the Malva. So Mimela, we can accept their Edus. Once they get their Edus accepted, it's going to be relevant for the Arev too, but no problem. Because we don't look at it now through the prism of the how it's Nogea the Arev. We look at it from the perspective of the Lova and the Malva. So you can accept the Edus that it wasn't paid, and Mimela, we assume, wasn't paid. The Lova owes, the Lova doesn't have, the Arev pays. That's one way to understand, and what did Rav Nevi'ishua say? No, that we can't accept the Edus, period. Because it's Nogea the Arev as well, so therefore the whole Edus is thrown out. What's one way to understand Rav Papa? What's the other way to understand Rav Papa? That what's Rav Papa doing? Only. You know, we don't have to keep the fact that they're crowing to the Arev to spoil it for the Lova and the Malva. So we can basically say a palginon of sorts, in other words. We would accept the Edus insofar as the Lova and Malva are concerned and assume it wasn't paid. But as far as the Arev is concerned, maybe the Arev would have to pay it. That's a little bit vague here in terms of Rav Papa. We'll see too much motion in the Ramban on this from the Lashon and the Mochamos we'll soon get to. It's not clear here from reading in the Rush what was the Shita of Rav Papa. Okay, but also in the Rush, you also don't see any reason why the Ravid changed the case. We had one pshat within Rashi, Ede Halva on Star. Star Mistama must have said that he's an Arav as well, but it's all one Star. That's the issue. And we have the pshat of the Ravid. From all indications in the Rosh, it's not a real big deal, and that's what the Pilpul Charifta says, Mashmoz Darshan Ika Beinayu, one Pshat, another Pshat. What we're going to ask right now could be really a kasha really for both Pshatim, even though he focuses on the most recent Pshat. What he goes with right now is could be the same kasha of Palginan regardless. That's what it would seem perhaps from the, although it's not 100% clear. We'll have to see, what about a Palginan on the first case? Do you need Palginan? Can you ask Palginan? But either way, you don't get an indication from the Rosh that the Ravid had any special reason why he changed the case. Okay, but the Ravid gave another suggestion. It doesn't say in the Gemara that it was Eidus B'Shtar, so the Ravid assumes that you know he's an Arab and it's Eidus Balpeh. Ezra. Yes, Ari.
What do we see in the Ravid that he downed the Shtar as Balpeh versus?
No, because if he doesn't say it was a shtar, what do you mean a shtar? What's the edus b'shtar that it wasn't paid? That doesn't sound right. Edus b'shtar, shtar ava. So if it's edus ava, then you could say one of two things. You could say it was edus ava without a shtar, the maid that was ava could be. But then you have to, or you could, and then you have to know how do you know there was an arif. So you have to figure out. In the stomach they said it also, or you have independent knowledge that he's an Arif. All unclear. If it's Eidus B'Shtar, then it's a star and they made on the star. They say in the star there was Ahava. And again, you could assume that they tell you in the star that the Arif, Ploni Arif, he signs as well. All right, so we have the two ways to learn the case. Again, a lot of details still have to be fleshed out. But now we get to the crux of the question that many Rishonim ask. That's the question of Palginan. Palginan Dibura, as the Rush puts it, and the three Gemaras that he quotes that show us there's a cloud called Palginan Dibura. V'yimtomer nehemne l'gabi love shelo para v'lo nehemne l'gabi ariv, the Palginan Dibura. So the way that the question is phrased, just notice, he asked the Kasha Palginan within the Pshat of the right. Again, it's not, you have to know, would we ask a similar Kasha a Palginan within the first Pshat of Rashi? Would it have to be based on Palginan? Would it be a different Kasha? This is what we see in the Balamar and the Ramban, where they discuss why the Ravid may have departed from the Pshat of Rashi. But the Rashi doesn't really tell you whether he's just chapping the Pshat that he just said because it was the last Pshat he mentioned, but it could be equally a Kasha on the other Pshat, or Dafka, he wants to ask it only according to this Pshat. Unclear in the Rashi. So let's go with the pshat that we just mentioned, the pshat of the Ravid. So what's the edus on? The edus is shelo para. And what do we say, l'maskana? Rav Huna ben Yeshua says that since if the lova doesn't pay, the arev has to pay. Therefore, they're being kroven to the arev, disqualifies this edus entirely. I throw out the edus. So kashi is, why not say palgina dibura? Where do we find Palginan Dibura? So the three examples that the Rush goes on to quote, Sanhedrin, Daftes, Pro Nirvani, Lertzoni, Huva Achem, it's Darfin, Lohargo, the Palginan Dibura, Adam Karve, Tzal Atzmo, Ein Nomesim Atzmo Rasha, we don't accept that he was the Nirba, we accept his Eidos on a Ploni, he and someone else can kill Ploni. Second example, when there was an aid, one of the two Eidim about Barbanisus, that he was a Malva Beribis and he's Pasal Eidus. So one of the two Eidim said he was the one who was receiving the Ribis. He was the Lova. He borrowed from Barbanisus. No, to say that is to incriminate himself. But the Gemara explains that even though Rava holds that the Lova is also Pasal Eidus, we don't accept that part of his Eidus, that he was the Lova. So we can accept his Eidus vis-a-vis the person that he wants to pass. Again, Palgina Dibura. Third example. When the aide says about the husband that he killed this woman's husband, we can let her remarry, even though the aide also talks about himself being a Rasha, that he killed the person. We don't accept that detail. We accept the aide selectively. So we matir say, but we don't accept the aide in the way it was presented, which includes the fact that he was the horeg. These are the three examples. So yesterday we proved from these examples of the Rush Ezra, now you have a question. Go. Yeah.
Is there any difference between the three cases that the Rosh brings, that two of them are generic Roshes and one of them is DNA Malmanos, and you could just say that why would the Rosh ask from the first and the third one? Because we're talking about a star and a lobot.
I don't know that should matter. I mean, the Rosh went from Sanhedrin Tess to Sanhedrin Chafei, not that he had the Gemara that we have, but the order of the Gemara, and then he went to Yavamis. I don't know that there's anything more to make of the three examples. If he's building up in some way, don't know. But what we do see in the Rosh, as we pointed out yesterday, seemingly these examples all have in common that we're looking at the report itself, the Edus, and we're selectively taking a portion of the story and dismissing another part of the story. Each of these three examples are literally Palginan Dibura. The Dibura itself, we accept part of the version that's presented and not the other. When it comes to our example, the Edus was Shelo Para. What are we asking? Let's believe that Edus Shelo Para Legabe Love, and not Legabe Arev. It's not the same as saying with selecting part of the story, accepting that, but not accepting the other detail. We're taking the story and we're accepting it insofar as one party is concerned and not insofar as the other party is concerned. It's not parallel to the examples that the Rosh quoted. To use a phrase that the Achronim like to use that would be comparable to what we want to do over here in our Gemara, we would say it's not exactly Palginan Dibura, it's Palginan what? Nemanus. Palginan Nemanus. The Nemanus is a sign for one and not for the other. We accept we say it. The Nemanus is only Benogea Delofen. The very fact that the Rosh asked his Kasha, and he's going to bring the Ravid's answer, and all the Rishonim asked his Kasha. What we see here is that the Rishonim did not distinguish between the two, even though we can see a difference, and we can use a different label for Palgin Nemanus for Spogin Dibura. We see from the Rosh that they go together. What's the common thread of Palgin Dibura and what we call Palgin Nemanus? It's that you can take the Edus and not accept it as is. You cannot accept it as is because you can cut out part of the Dibur by taking out the Lurid Soni, taking out the Lididi, Ozibir Bisa, the Lididi, or not taking that he was the Horeg. Or you could say, I'm not accepting it as is, meaning because I'm not accepting it vis-a-vis the Arif. But the basic concept is the same idea. And therefore, what we would call Pagin Nemanus rests on the assumption that we would hold Pagin and Dibur. This is what we see in the Rosh. Now, when the Rosh gives his first teretz, it could be, there are Achronim who think maybe that the first teretz is Dafka coming to make this distinction that we're making. I don't know if it's absolutely muchrach, but that must be the pshat, but we can read the words in the Rosh. V'yesh mitaretzim, d'lo dami hasam hanisadi l'chiyuve gavra olamifsari ka'asu. Over there, the Edom are coming to Machai the person, to Pasalim Le'edus. Hilkach be'ikar ha'edus, Shehem omim sharava o sharava beribis nemanim. Of Amash Amar Didi, that he was the one, let's say that he lent beribis to me, miliach rinininu. V'lo mekablina minei. So that we can dismiss. Avol ha'minam l'chayiv ha'lova, v'lo ha'arev, i'efsha. Kevin sheyeshtar shuhu ha'arev. Maybe you can put into those words what the chiluk that he's making is that there's a difference between pagin and dibura and pagin and nemanus. No, it's our problem. Pagin dibura means I can dismiss some of the report and accept the rest. That's okay. But over here, I want to assume that it's true for one person, not for the other. Manafshach, if it's true, it's true for everybody. Perhaps. But even if that were true, you still have all the other teretzim, like the Ravitz teretz, that doesn't make that distinction. That means that what we call Pagina Nemanus rests on Pagina Dibur. Moreover, according, even if the Pshat of Yesh Metarzim is that it's worse, Pagina Manus is worse, then it's certainly not better, it's worse. And Rabbi Chanan said that Pagina Nemanus, even if you don't know Pagina Dibur, you accept Pagina Nemanus. So it's the opposite here. Lemaisa, the words themselves, I don't know that they have to mean exactly the point that there is no room to say Pagin Nemanus. It could be he's saying, and the way the Ritva adds it, a few more words, when the Ritva gives this as the second teretz, after he brings the Ravid, and he says, Gam zen nir noch tam nocho, Odi Yeshloma be'ika kushan, in the Ritva, this is the parallel what we just read in Yishmetarsin. The Lodamu Kral, the Hasam, here, listen to the words here. Tell me if what you think he's saying is, Pagin Dibura, okay. Pagin Namanus, ah, that's different. Is that what he means? Hasam, Chom Mashe Eidu B'Psol Al Atzman, this that they spoke about themselves being Pasol Eidus, Lurtsoni, Ledidi, or Haraptiv, Tosefes Devarim Hu. Sha'amru. It's a Tosefes Devarim. It's not the Iker. It's a Tosefes. V'lo hayu tzrichim lo v'chol osa ha'edus. We didn't really need that. Ki hu hosif al atzmo ponir vanigur tzoni. Sh'lo hayinu tzrichim ela sh'yoyit al hanirva. V'chein ma sha'amru l'didi osa b'ribisa. Lo yud sarach ela sh'yomer da osa b'ribisa. So there's a Tosefes. There's the Iker Eidus, and then there's a Tosefes, something which is really not as essential to the Eidus. Kimishakein in Mekablin Mimeno Kosa Tosefes. Kimitrain Yoni Nino, the Lord Svichi Adadi, Motor Adadi Kral. They're not interlocked. Avahidi Yushalmi, Shekasab Nechasab Shnebne Adam. Or Hadalov of Arev, Eina Eden Mosif in the Eidus on the Atzma. Kyal Shnei Tavarim Nizdamnu Vinasu Eden. And therefore, it is about the Mixas of Batokur. I'll leave it to your judgment, Rabbi Osei. Does he mean? It's a whole different way. Palin Nemanus is not part of Palin, or he means something else. Either way, though, we have to explain why the examples Rabbi Chanan brought don't indicate that Pagin Nemanus is easier than Pagin Dibur. What we see in our Rush is to the contrary. Either they're equal, or Pagin Nemanus is worse, if you want to put that into the Ishmetarsim. But Rav Chanan said to the contrary. Pagin Dibur is Machokis Amorayim, Rabban of Yosef. Pagin Nemanus, ah, that's easier. What was his Raya? So his main Raya was the Mishnah Yibamos. Eid Echad says that the husband died, the wife can remarry. However, the Mishnah makes clear, Machokis originally the Gabi Ksuba, but what is clear is that the brothers cannot go to take title of the estate. Why not? If you believe that the husband died, then Memela should also assume that they're entitled to the Yerusha. That was one example. Another example, he brings Pagin Nemanus, he says it's easier. The Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Samach Gimel, father can say about his son, Benize Gadohu. He's considered a Gadol. L'gabi what? L'gabi Nedarim, Hekdeshos. But not L'gabi Makos V'onshin. Based on his Nemanus, as a father, especially Nemanus, the father has to state that his son is a certain age. V'nogeh sam halachas, isurim, not onshin. How can it be? If you believe him, l'gabi one inyan, one area of halacha, why not gabi another area? Why not gabi onshin? Ah, must be, there's a yesod called pagina nemanus. And everyone agrees to that. No, what we have in our Gemara with Rush and the Rishonim is l'chorin adalit. That pagina nemanus is tolui in pagina dibura. And if you want, one teretz perhaps holds it's worse, but not that it's better. So this is what we brought in yesterday, just to go over again quickly. What makes this different? These are special halachas. Typically, an eidacha is not neman. A father doesn't have nemanis like two eidim. The special nemanis that's granted to the father to say benizah is whatever status. It's a nemanis of an eidachad. Mitoch chomeshach martel abesofa. We have shmiguna kiyuma rabbanan. The chachamim allowed one eid to be establishing for us that the husband died. This new nemanis that is given to an eidachad was said regarding one inyan, and one inyan only, regarding that she can remarry. To the extent that they gave the nemanis, they circumscribed the nemanis, and they said it's only binogeh that. That doesn't need to command the bogin nemanis. He's as good as he is. And that's as far as it goes. That doesn't prove anything about bogin nemanis. What makes bogin nemanis significant in our Gemara? That it should depend on bogin dibura. Two eidim vakwach and kol tarakula. There's a problem insofar as a psul and the eidus. They're karo to the arev. Oh, now the question is, do I allow myself to accept the eidus with regard to those people that are not krovim to the eidim? Regarding those who are krovim, I won't accept the eidus. That requires a surgical palgina. If you say palgin debura, so that means you can allow yourself to be able to work with the eidus and not take it at face value, not take it completely. So two, I can assign it b'nogeah the lov and not begin the arav. If I don't say palginan, then I can't do that. Those gemaras of Achana quotes don't prove anything. There's a new nemanis that was given to an eid achad where you wouldn't ordinarily have a nemanis. So that nemanis, whatever it is that was given to him, was given to him. Whatever was not his mandate. So that's not pogin nemanis. That's as far as you can go. Both say you should hear this far well. So it doesn't prove that pogin nemanis is better than pogin dibura. That's a separate issue. But when you have a koach of eidim, and you want to allow yourself to accept the eidim, but selectively, only for one, not for the other, that requires a pogin. I think that would be the way to go. But now we're up to the right. Yeah, no.
Can you please flesh out what exactly he means by that it's like his mandate that he has the
koach. Eid echad is never believed, but an eid echad is given the manas special circumstances. The chachamim said we can allow the eid echad to accomplish for us that she can be married. So this, that we are not going to, he's not going to be believed, quote unquote, regarding Yerusha, doesn't mean that we have a right to accept him selectively. Not selectively accepting it. His entire halacha is framed as a nemanis legabe eidus isha. That's the name, eidus isha. He's neman for eidus isha. What he's neman for, he's neman completely. It's not like we're taking his nemanis only for one thing at the other. The entire institution was nemanis for eidus isha. A father's nemanis is legabe isurin, not legabe onshin. So whatever was stated is that's the nemanis. It's not pagina nemanis. The nemanis was for a certain area. Here it's something that gets mixed in a psul korva in this situation. Eidus in general is good for everything. Elamaya, have a case in front of me where the eidim are testifying and mixed into their eidus is some problem. Psul korva to somebody. Now Beis is going to say, oh, I'll accept the eidus only partly, not completely, not for that person. That's pagina. But those instances are not that way. Those instances is that the halacha was eidus isha and eidus nema. So that's all that it said. It said eidus isha and nema. So how come you're not believing it for that? Because we never gave you nemanis for that to begin with. Eidim are nema in general. Eidim have a nemanis for kol tarakula. But mixed into their eidus, there's a problem. There's a person that they're speaking about in their eidus that they're krovin to. Okay, that's called pogim.
Then the Rafi, then Rav Chanan, and we're saying that the eidus itself, what, that he technically could be on both, or the palginning only to one side?
Rav Chanan is saying, you see from all these examples, that pogim nemanis is easier thing to do than pogim dibur. And we're saying, from these Rishonim, you see not that way. They're equating the issues by asking the kasha in our Gemara. Elamai, those examples don't prove anything. The
those examples are not palgim and nemanis. Those examples are a special nemanis that was given for a particular specific area of halacha. So if that's what it was said for that area. So then the fact that it doesn't exist in another area is not a manifestation of palgim and nemanis. The whole halacha was for that Indian. That was what they gave you. They gave you a nemanis for Eidus Isha. Here, the Eidus is Eidus for everything. But here, the Eidus happens to run up against the brick wall because part of their Eidus has a psul in it because of the probe.
The failure of Rav, you would say, though, that the Eidus could work by the... I don't, we have a brick wall, so we put it the other way.
Well, but, I don't know what he's saying. He thinks that, therefore, to be able to accept something selectively for some inyan and not other is easier than pagim divur. That's what he's saying. But as Stifel points out, others, this rush indicates otherwise. This rush and all the Rishon they're asking kasha means that they're assuming that the issues are linked. And why are they linked? Because it means I'm accepting the Eidus not as is. I'm using it only to some extent, not in its fullest sense. An Eidus is normally given for everything, but I'm not accepting it for the Aleph, only for the Lover. But Pagim says I can do that, so let's do it. Again, could be the Yesh Mitarzim are saying that it's worse over here, maybe. Or they're saying a different word. Yeah.
Rebbe explained that in the Raavad we're talking about a case that it's a verbal case, there's no Shtaros.
Okay.
So then when the Rosh answers...
he said Shtar.
There's a Shtar, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. In the Yesh Mitarzim, he says... So it sounds like there was a shtar even according to the case in the Raavad. Maybe. He wants to assume that we know that anyway. Why does he assume there was a shtar? In the first Pshat Rashi, it has to be, because it's in everything's in the shtar. Don't know. But he means basically, though, is that we know he's an Arif. I mean, you're right. He says the shtar sounds like there is a shtar. Yeah. Maybe he says it because of Rashi. I don't know. Now, what does the Raavad come to? The Raavad Kasav, she goes. Comes to Rosh now with the Raavad's answer to the Kasha. Now, let's take it slow. Raavad's al Kasav, but Shuvosav. Why don't we say Paul Gienan over here in our story? Shekol Edus. Shabatla miksasa machmas psul kurva batla kula v'lo pagin dibur. The Raavad is assuming for us, telling us that when you have a psul of kurva, we don't say pagin. If it's a psul of kurva, then we have a different dynamic. Rather than saying pagin on dibura, we say batla miksasa batla. Now, let's see where he gets this from. So when you have a psul kurva in miksasa edus, we have no right to say pogim. Rather, we say, bat lo kula, daha lo polit bohu rachmana. These words need an explanation. Daha lo polit bohu rachmana. Because the Torah didn't distinguish with them. Da amar mashnai nimsa echa leem karbo pasul. Edus and betela, half shlosha, so shlosha. Alma lo paginan edusa. Let's stop for a second. Soon we'll get to where we do say paginan. What did the Raavad say right now? When I have a psul kurva, I don't say paginan. Where does he see that? What do I say? Batla miksasa batla kula. Where does he see it? The halopolik bahu rachman. What does that mean? Halopolik bahu rachman. Because the Torah didn't distinguish. Because of the halacha that we find. Nimsa karma paso edus abitei. Mashnai nafshosh. What does that do with anything? What's the din of nimsa karma paso? If you have a kind of three edim, one of the edim is a karma paso. So the din is edus abitei. What's the pagrach paso do pagina? What does pagina have to do with this? What does pagina have to do with this? Pagina means I have an edus, and I have some part of the edus that I can't accept. Can I still except the rest. Put here, right, with Sony, whatever, or here, the Krovin to some, one to the Arav, they're speaking about everybody. Nimsa Karvel Pasul? What's Pelgina? What's it? Pelgu Rachman, what does it mean? Now, before we come back to the Rebbe, what he means. So, something similar, a similar line that's drawn from it. Edusan Betela, Edus Tebata Miksasa Batla Kula, and Nimsa Echad Karvipus Betela, who else draws such a line? Where else did you see such a line drawn between the two ideas? If Miksas Ha'edus is Batla, your whole Edus is Batla, or if you have a Kat of Eden, and you have mixed into the kind of Eidim one karva pasul, then the all pasul, or the Eidus of Betela. Where else? Who else drew such a line? Where else did you see that? In the Balamor, in the end of the Balamor. Now, we read it in the Balamor, and you see that that's not what the Ravid meant. But the Balamor already was also making a connection at the end of the Balamor. And you see how he explains it, and you see why the Ravid didn't mean it that way at all. In the last paragraph of the Balamor, so he talks about the Yerushalmi that the Rush quote in the beginning and the Rif quotes, Chasav ko nechasav v'shnei b'nei Adam. So you have a Shtar Matana that has two recipients in it, and the Eidim on the Shtar Matana are kasher to one of the recipients and pasher to the other. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the entire Shtar Matana is invalid because the Eidim are pasul to one of the Mekablim. Says the Balamor as follows. Hainu taime name nami de Rabbi Yochanan delo palginan chad shtara. You can't divide the star. Ukishem shashtar batel me'etzo zeh kach batel me'etzo zeh. Just as the star is batel binogea Ruvain, who's a karev to the Eidim, who's one of the Makabli Matana, who's mentioned in my name, so is the Shtar Batel in the Gei Hashim. Lefi, listen carefully, Fi, Shepsul HaKurva Poshet B'chol HaShtar Kula. The Psul Kurva expands in the entire star, Kishen Shul Poshet B'chol HaEidim Kula. Just as the Psul Kurva expands to all the Eidim. Afil heimeya kishenimtza echad mem karvo pasul. And it goes back to our Gemara. They came in shekain dinu shetipshot kurvas ha'arev af belove shehu ome tachta bimkoma. In terms of our Gemara, since he learned pshat the Gemara that the arev is bimakom halove, so the psul that exists of kurva to the arev is ki'ilu was mispashet that psul kurva to the lovel mouth. So what did you see in this Balamor? Balamor understands that there's a similar lumdus. In other words, what is the lumdus? Why can I say palgina? He goes on, well, you do say palgina. Why can't you say palgina? Because palgina means when I have a chelak that's good and a chelak that's no good. But if I have a dynamic that would create a psul in everything, it's all no good. There's no palgina. Palgina means I have something to preserve, and mela, that's where I'm going to focus on, oh, that which is untainted. But if I have a psul, and a psul is mispashet, the psul is mispashet, so then there's nothing to work with. Nothing to work with. So that's what the Balamor says by a star where you have kurva to one of the mekablin, in the case of the Gemara, by the Arev. And notice how he compares it to Nimsa Karva Pasuk Nisa Patela. How did the Balamor learn up the din of Nimsa Karva Pasuk Nisa Patela? That if I have one of the three Eidim, or one of the 100 Eidim, that's a Karva Pasuk. What's Pshat? Why is this a Patela? Because it's as if everybody takes on that Shemsel. That is the Balamor's take on the notion of Nimsa Karva Pasuk Nisa Patela. Back on Daf Hey. That's the sort of that din of the Mishnah. At the time we mentioned this tzad, and if you remember, we mentioned the Kibbe Eger, in a tshuva that also takes on that that's how he understood this idea of Nifsa Karva Pasuk in a very specific naftamina that he applies with this lumpus. Ki be'egar in tshuva kuf chav dalet has the following shaila. If I have a group of edim who testify that a husband died, one of the edim is a gazlan. Now, it's one kind of edim. Can I let the woman remarry? Now, what's the issue? So, the halacha is that a gazgan is puzzled because of a chashash mishake. He could be lying. But Rav Tveger says, chashash mishaker doesn't spread to the other edim. They don't have chashash mishaker. All you could do is spread the psul of gazlin, the psul, to everybody else. You can't create a new reality of chashash mishaker when it doesn't exist. The halach is that for edus isha, psulim are believed. It says Rav Tveger, therefore, I don't have a problem if I have a cut of Aden saying that Meis Baila, and among those Aden is a Gazlet. I don't have a problem. Let's read from the words of Bekevei Kuf Chavdalet. Bim Aden me'idem shemeis, the Gazlet betocha. Im nidon bei din nimsa echad Gazlet de batgal kula. V'haya daiti nota kim'at behechlet, very strongly indicating the lobat gakula. Why? The yesh lomar, the mat the gazlin pasul l'chol ha'edus. Eina tam, he meaning when you have a gazlin together with everybody else, he passes everybody. Eina tam the gam inach chashudim l'shaker. They don't become chashud l'shaker. The mehechet hesi. They don't have the suspicion on them. V'chi b'shvil shahu chashud hem yechashdu. He's chashud l'shaker. They're not chashud l'shaker. Ella, the gzeiras hakosavu, the psulo nispashet al kol ha'edus. Kilosh na balamor. Gzeiras hakosav, the psulo nispashet al kol ha'edus. Imkein. Ha'edim ha'acherim heim le'edus zeh b'chlal psulei edus. She'en chashul mishaker. So it's like everybody else are psulei edus without the reality of being chashash mishaker. Kimo krovim v'nashim. Rabbi Nashim apostle because apostle, not because chashash. The MK, the Eidus Isha, the Kol Hapsulim she'enu chashudim l'shaker k'sherim le'eduzeh. By Eidus Isha, you don't have a problem for Psule Eidus to testify. Hachinami, it's not going to be worse. But Meshe Nifsulu al yidei tziruf hagazlin k'sherim le'eduz Isha. Because Eger understood the Yisod of Nifsa Karbo apostle al derech the balamor, that the psul is nispashet on all the edim, and he said that's the case by edus isha where psul edus are kasher, achshash mishaker I don't have on the other edim. So all you can do is bring over psul edus to the others, no problem. But the others are able as psul edim, they could actually testify. Lamaisa, is that what the Ravid said? The Ravid also drew a straight line from the din of Edus Shabbatal Miksasa Batla Kula to the din, or from the din of Nimsa Echad Karapasik is in the table. Now, the Baal Mor understood it, and you can't say Palginan because the Psul is Nispashet, be it under Star, be it in the Edus. But what did the Ravid say? How did the Ravid see it? Let's go back to the words of the Ravid, and this is, you can really appreciate the Lumdus now that we sing inside. The Ravid says, I can't say Palginan by a Psul Karov. Why? Because Adaraba, instead of saying Palginan, what am I going to say? Edus Jabatla Miksasa Batla Kula. Just like Nimsa Karov Pasa. How does he say it? Lashon HaRavid is quoted in the Rush. Jiko Edus Jabatla Miksasa Machmas Psul Kurva Batla Kula. V'lo pagin dibura, daha lo polig behu rachmana. Does this mean like the Baal Mor? Because it's so dispassionate. No. What does it mean? What does this mean? Dogopogu Rachmana the Omar Mashnaya Nimsa Karpasas Batela Afshosa Alma Lopakine Dusam. Touch that line for me. What did the rabbit say? No Aaron. What did the rabbit say? What does he mean? I see the wheels of your mind are turning, so no, you can tell me Pshat if I give you the chance. What's the Alma Lo Pagina? What does the Ravid see in the Halacha Nimzukar Lo Pasul that speaks to the issue of Lo Pagina? What does Lo Pagina have to do with this case? The Halacha is in the Tela. Good. Aryeh, Shachin Tov. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yes, yes, exactly. What?
It's not that it's spreading everywhere, it's just that there is a psul in the whole Ido, so not the whole
So what does it mean? The din, listen carefully, it's not that the din of Nimzukar Lo Pagina, because of that halacha, I don't have a pagina, I'm not a pagina, because everyone is pasul. What is that halacha? What does it say? What does the halacha of Mashnai Mafshlosha mean? Define it. If I have Shnayim and I want to take some of it, I'm left with one. I don't have enough. I don't take the one. I have nothing to work with. If I have Shlosha, so work with two. I have two Kashrei. I have the third. So ignore the third. Thank you very much. So I have two. So what did the Torah tell us? Mashnayim af Shlosha. It's one path. You can't separate. If there's an Eidos of Shlosha, a Kat of Shlosha, they're all one, they're all integrated. If I have a problem in the Kat of Gimel, then I can't work with anything. So the very halacha of Mashnayim of Shlosha is basically revealing to us that by Karvo Pasul, I don't say Palgina. That's the words of the Ravid. Lo Palig, Lohu, Rachmana. The Torah didn't separate. The Torah says, you have to take it as one entity. In the Mela, the same thing is true. When there's an Eidus, where part of the Eidus is there's a Psul Korva mixed into this Eidus, the Krovim to the Arif. So I can't take the Eidus and say, well, it's good, Binogeh Elokus. Just like you see in the Torah. The Torah says you can't isolate part of the Eidus from the rest. You can't isolate some of the Eidim from the rest. It's one halach. So the Balamor also connected the halachas, but in a very different way. He said, the psul is nispashet. The Ravid is saying different. Daha l'pol b'rachmana. The Torah didn't allow you to separate the two from the three, the 99 from the 100. And therefore, when you have a psul of korva mixed in, it's all or nothing. That's the Ravid's yisod. So I don't have any room for palginan. Because built into the halacha of karbo pasul is that you can't say palgina. In Rabbi Kveger's case, Rabosai, what would come out? What would come out? Eidus Isha. If you have a cut of 20 and you have a gazlin, can you accept the rest? No. Why? It's one cut of 20. If the halacha is that the psul is mispashet, so what's mispashet? Not tachshash mishaker. This passion is psul. No, psul edus are good for Eidus Isha. No problem. I can go with this edus. According to this understanding, it's one cut. So I have a problem in the cut. I can't use anything. I can't isolate anybody. But this is mamish the lumdus that we saw in the Ravid. That's the words of Hopolik Bohu Rachmana. So when do I say Palginan? So that Ravid has to continue. So all this is why by psul korb I can't say Palginan. So when does Palginan operate? All those three examples that the Rush quoted. Says the Ravid, I'll tell you the Peshat. The Had, the Amar, Sanhedrin, Adam, Karvei, Tzalatzmo. Ein Meis Matzmo Rasha. So what does that mean? I accept Ploni Ravani, I don't accept Ritzoni. Hainu Dafka, Kishemeid Al Atzmo. When your Eidus is on yourself. Why is that different? That I can isolate. That I can pull out. Why? She'ein ze edus klal. Edus on yourself is not pshat edus patsula. It's non-edus. It's zero. It's neutral. It's not psul. It's just not edus. Ela kemisha eino dami. She'ein adam nikro la'atzmo eid pasul kedei she'nomar eid shabbat mitzvah shabbat ukot. If I have an eidus as one entity and I have a psul in it, I can work with it. But if I have an eidus where in the middle of it there's a non-eidus, so I just ignore it. That's different. You can't ignore a psul in the eidus. But eidus al-atzmo is not a psul. It's not an eidus at all. The Ritva adds, what is it called? The Ritva says, when he brings the kash, the Ravitz teretz. Toward the end of the piece in the Ritva, he brings the teretz, Yeshuomar, the shiny hasam b'cholhanu, ki ma shemeid b'psul, she'eno neman, the kosha ome adam al-atzmo, eno chashev eidus klal, ela hoda'a. Question on Ritva. I show you, you can notice that different lashonos in the Rishonim. What you say about yourself is not eidus. Eidus by definition means what? Eidus means you're speaking about somebody else. Someone else. So about yourself, that's not eidus. The Torah calls it hoda. Adam karov eitzel atzmo. Ve'en adam meis matzim arasha. Therefore, palgina. Because it's not of eidus psula. Wait. Where does the rabbi get this idea from? Where did the rabbi discover this? The damya l'ha d'amar le'il, the rabbi saw this in Davav, Amit Aleph. The mekayne davar kasa medaber. What was the Gemara asking? What was the kasha that the Gemara said this to answer? What kasha preceded this line of Gemara? Horeg v'roveya yatsil. Let the horeg himself save himself from getting killed because he's a pasul eid, seemingly. He's a baldavar. And therefore, all the other eidim can't testify against him because nimsa karvo pasul. So my answer is b'mekai me davar kas medaber. What does that mean? Only what? Only those who are eidim. Do we have the halacha of Idusa B'Tela? But the Osi Adava are not Eidim. Therefore, there's no halacha of Nimsa Kavo Pasul. Then we just isolate him from the rest. He's a non-Eid. So then everyone else can count. You can't isolate if you have here a Psul. But Osi Adava are not Eidim by definition. The Dam Yo Adam Le'il, Mekayim Idusa Dabar, the Kihechi. Here again, how it connects between that Gemara and the Sugya Bayas. Here it's a karov, but the cases of appointing around a tzoni and so on. The kihecha the keshinim se'echad ma'edim karov al pasul edusin b'teila hachinami keshinim se'echad ma'karov al pasul sharei miksas edusin b'teila machmas korva. That's by korva. So then you can't separate. But there's another kihecha. Kihechi she'en ha'horeg posel es shara edim. Why not? That's what Pagina basically means. Pagina means that I ignore the part that's a non-Eidus. That's what, obviously, that's what Pagina means. It means that it doesn't bother me that I have something here that's not relevant. It's not relevant because you're not aid. If you're not aid, I can look the other way. That's what Pagina means. I look at what's the aidus. Aidus is this. That's not aidus. So then that's the sort of Pagina. According to the Ravid, Pagina operates in the context of a situation of Baldov, Adam Karve Tzalas.
I think it's essentially the same question, but I mean, according to the Rav of Pshat, is that Pagina Dibura is where we ignore the non-Eidus, and how could you ever like not hold by Pagina Dibura? Meaning, it seems like
Rav Yosef, yeah, in a Chanami, Rav Yosef disagrees with it. Yeah.
It's not Eidus, why would we ever look at it?
It could be, because if the non-Eidus was mixed with the Eidus, it could be, I don't know, it could be that that's also this, I don't know. You have to know what it means. Does it mean that he holds Baldover as a psul? Does it mean that he holds, even if it's an amsul, it would be a problem? You have to know what the other side learns in Chidami. It doesn't tell us. Right? Yes, Noah?
Is it possible that the
Gemara
could view that
in Nidus? Yeah, of course it could be. I mean, for Gemara, the Gemara, what, you have to ask yourself, the Achronim deal with this question. What was the Shaka Vitaria and Davav? Hora Yatzil. And what changes in the Teretz? Did the Gemara know that he's not an aid, but still it should be he should spoil it? It should be a problem. And the Gemara's machadesh that when he's a non aid, it doesn't create the problem. Did the Gemara think in the Kasha that Abal Dover is considered an aid puzzle, and the Teretz says no, and the Kaimi Dover Kasha Bidaber, and therefore the Teretz is machadesh that Abal Dover is not an aid puzzle, he's a non aid at all? Hagufa, what's hanging the balance in the Gemara that the Rabbi is just hanging about? Lo yodea. You have to know what was in the Gemara. The Rebbe just brings us the Teretz and says, V'dam yelo ha'dam. Now, the Rebbe does something fascinating in terms of learning Pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin. That's what he continues with. A lot of the Rishonos here in this paragraph of the Rush are Kemat Mila B'Mila of the Ramban. You'll see in the Chidushim. The Gemara, right after the case of Poni Ravani Lertzoni in Sanhedrin, so the Gemara has another Memra of Rava, which is the following: Amar Rava, top of Yudam and Aleph, Ploni bo al ishti. So the edus is about Ploni having mezana with his wife. Hu ve'acher mitstarfin lohargo avelo lohargo. So this person, the husband, can testify with another person to kill the person who is mezana with his wife for losina, for the isur of eischayv misa, but not lohargo. The Gemara says, "My kamashmalan, the mefalgina bedibura," that we can basically ignore the fact that it was alishti. Can be an edus on ploni ba on somebody, but the alishti is ignored. Hainuach, that's the same thing as ploni ba alishti. Why is Rabbi need a separate memra benogea ploni ba alishti? Says the Gemara the following words: "Ma'u de tema, you might have said, Adam karov etzel atzmo amrina." Eitzel ishto lo amrina kamashmala. How do you interpret the Gemara? I would have thought, before we had Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmo, and we said palgina. But over here, maybe Eitzel ishto lo amrina. So there's a very strange pshat of Rashi. Udu Rishon, jump on Rashi, how to pshat, what pshat. In the Gemara, Rashi learns that this Gemara will be saying a Mao de Tema, that we think that just like he's Neman on the person, he could be Neman al ishto also, kamashmala not. So the chiddush is that lo laharga. Okay, that's a Torah, that's a shmuz in its own way to understand Pshat and Rashi. Not for us right now. Had the Ravid learned the Gemara, so the Rush quotes how the Ravid learned the Gemara. Umuchach kidvarav, the Ramban has a different lashon here. Right, he thinks it's Raya kidvarav. The Yesh Raya Lidvarv is a Lashon HaRamban in the Chidushim, and the Rush is stronger. Umuchach Kidvarav. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Sanhedrin Daf Yud, the Ka'amar. Ploni Baal Ishti, Hu Va'achem Mitzdarfen Lohargav Lohargav. No Pshita. That's the Dina Pogin Deburah. We just said it already. Sal Kedai Tachamina. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Amrina. Eitzel Ishta Lo Amrina. Kamash Moan. How do you read the Gemara? What's the Havamina? Perush, sal kedaitach. In order to say pauginan, what justifies pauginan as opposed to it is shabbat and mixas shabbat kukua? What do I need to say pauginan? That it's not a psul edus. What is it? It's not an edus. So adam kavet, so atzmo, he's a baldover, it's not about himself. That's not edus. Edus is about someone else. That I understand to say pauginan. But when it comes to ishto, who says that al ishto, it's the same degree that it's like a non-edus, it's like about yourself. Maybe it's pshat, that it's a psul. It's a psul, like karov. So that's the shayla. And if that's the case, you couldn't be neman apkoni either, because I'll say the opposite. But to mixas about kakula perish. Sal kedaitach, ein adam karov kol kach, eitz al ishto. To what degree? Shelo tehei eduso shelo meid alea edus psula. That it shouldn't be edus psula. It's better than edus. It's not edus. No, maybe what is it? It's Eidus Psula. If Eidus Psula, then it's Batla Miksasa Batla Kum. Then you can't kill a person. Shelo Tehe Eidus Eidus Psula Ulevata Kola Eidus Mishabatla Miksasa Batla Kum Kamash Malan. That here too we can say Palginan. Why? Kamash Malan the Ishto Kigufo. To what extent Ishto Kigufo the Einze Eidus Klal Hilkach Palginan Dibura Kibbe Palginan Begufo. And then he goes on Vayitur with the next Gemara by Pony Rav Ashori, the same thing. So this is basically the approach of the Ravid. Very big Yisodos here. And we see again what the Ravid was doing in drawing the connection to Nimsa Karav Apostle, Lo Pol Bu Rachmana, a new Yisod, Palginan, can only work when we're talking about a non-Indus. When we're talking about a Psul, like Kurva, then to the contrary. But the Miksasa Bat Kukula, but that's what you see in the din of Nimsa Karav Apostle, Mashnai Mavshlosa, Lo Pol Bu Rachmana. This is the Ravid. Let's shift gears and talk about the question of the case. What did the Ravid say? The case is that the Edim said Lo Para, right? Not Edei Halva. Why? The Rush didn't give us any indication, right? So the Baal Mar says something interesting. Take a look at the truth is like this. The Ramban and the Baal Mor both say Pshat in the Ravid, but very different reading of the Ravid. Maybe I'm just thinking we should look at the Chidushi Ramban, maybe. Maybe we'll start from the Chidushi and we'll go to the Mochamos and then the Baal Mor too. Let's start with the Chidushi Ramban. I think it's easier. Okay, and then we'll go to the Baal Mor and to the Machamos. Why does the Ravid say it's Eide Piro, not Eide Helva? Yes, Elia.
Ask a question.
Sure, I'm sorry, yeah.
Ravid was saying before that the Rosh Hashanah view Palgin and Dibur and Ammonis as the same thing. But according to the way Ravid is explaining it now, it seems to be that they're very different, that only Palgin and Dibur is what
the rule of Palginan is equivalent, Dibur and Emunus, but it can only exist in the context of a non-Eidus, not a Psul-Eidus. In other words, let's imagine you'll have a situation of a Palgin and Emunus where the problem doesn't lie in Kurva, but in being a Baldava. So then you could also say Palgin and Emunus. Palgin and Emunus is akin to Palgin and Dibur. The issue is not to distinguish between Nemanis and Pagin Dibur and Nemanis. It's just to distinguish between is the problem a problem of Eidus Psula, a Karav Apostle, or is it a problem because you're non-Eid? In other words, that's what Palginan is about. Palginan allows in a case where it's a Baldava, not a Korva.
So aren't all these cases where we're saying that...
Good muscle. I'll give you an example. The Ramban, right after quoting the Ravid, that if you track the Ramban and Chidushin with the Rush that we just read, so he brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. A lot of the words are very similar. Right after he quotes the whole Gemara and he quotes Rashi's Pshat, he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin, he has the very end of the paragraph, he says, the real Pshat of the Gemara is like the Ravid says, and he says, based on this, Matsino Kayotze Bazeh, the Perek Cheska Sabati. The Gemara has a Kasha there in the Shaka Vitaria of Nogea Be'edus, Sefer Torah situation over there of Nogea Be'edus, let two people be misaved themselves from this discussion, from this inyan, and say Edus. So that's what the Gemara asks. They're not Nogea Be'edus anymore. The Gemara, the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? The rule is you need Tchilaso, Besofo, Bekashvis, Behu Eid, Ora, Yada. The time of the Edus, you are Pasol. And then between the time of the you saw the Eidus and the time you come to Beis, then you become kasher. You can't testify. So how could the Gemara say that if you were Nogea the Eidus earlier, you can now be misalk yourself? You're no longer Nogea. You're not part of the city, whatever the case is. And now you can testify. What do you mean? But you're testifying about something you saw when you were Nogea the Eidus. So you're not Tchilas of Esof and Bekashrus. So the answer is, says the Ramban, shiny edus de mati hanamine de lav aid mikri. An aid that has hana from the edus, a vested interest. He's no gear the edus. It's not pshan a pasul. If you have a vested interest, you're nogeya be'edus. Nogeya be'edus means you're about davar, it's about you. It's not just about someone else. So therefore, once you don't have that negias anymore, so now you are an aid. So the fact that you were once upon a time not an aid, and now you became an aid, doesn't preclude you from saying edus. If once upon a time, at the time of the re'iyah, you were an aid pasul, then you couldn't say edus later. So here you have another application of this misod of the rabbi. So again, it's negeya palgina, and it's negeya other things also. Yeah? The Ramban in Chidushim starts off with the situation, what is a case? Rashi says, Edi Halva. The Ramban in Chidushim, you have the Chidushim Ramban. There's overlap between Lachamos as well, but I think it's good to start off with the Chidushim. The first paragraph discusses the case. So the Harava based in Kasab, the Ravid, she tanose in Maliski Piro. Kigon she'omer lo rove lemalve praticha. So what is the case? The rove says, I paid. Ubetainezu niftar ha'arif. With the tanas p'tur of the rove, the arif will be put. Vehevi edim, who brought edim? The malve she'lo paro. Nimsa arif mischayev paro. Ella, shahayu edim krov mu'arif. Says the Ramban, why did the Ravid have to learn the case to be Eidim on the Piron, specifically Shalopara? Why couldn't the Ravid learn that there was Eidei Halva? V'zeh Perush Yosef Nachan Mechuber over Rashi. Why? She'im hayu Eidei Halva v'amru Sheruven Hilva l'shimen v'levi Arif Hatoen va'omer loyv rami olam. In other words, he reads into Rashi. Again, it could be that you could change the case a little bit in Rashi, but he assumes within Rashi, the case is that the Eide Halva are telling you what? They're telling you that Ruvain lent Shimon money. What else are they telling you? And Levi was an Arif. What does Levi say? What does Levi say? I'm not an Arab, I told them that. But their Eidus has to do with Levi being an Arab and also Shimon being a Lover. Now, they are Eidim who are Karov to the Arab, to Levi. That's how the Ramban envisions Pshat and Rashi. He says, I understand the Ravid very well. We can learn that way. Why? So what do you think is the reason why the Ramban could not tolerate such a Pshat and Gemara? That what would the Gemara be saying, therefore? That inasmuch as their edus includes the fact that Levi is an Arev, and they're Krovim to the Arev, therefore, you can't accept their edus, Binogeya, Shimon being a Lover. And the Ramban says, why not? So what would you say, why not? Why should it be okay? So you have two choices. Either you tell me, you know why you should be okay? Because, what rule? Pogina. Or you could say better than that. You know why? Because it's totally separate adios. That's what the Ramban does. The Ramban says, if that's the case is what Rashi said, that they're Eide Halva, which means that they're telling me about Halva, and they're telling me that Levi is an Arif, and now I have a problem that they're Krovim to the Arif. So Ramban says, I understand, what's the big deal? Lama lo yeh neman l'gabi Shimon, meaning that he's a love there, v'lo gabi Levi, u'ma inyan zelazeh. That's what the Gemara is saying. V'heche amin v'gemara, oh, if the love defaults, lo basa arva hazil, havadi lo azu basa, he won't go after the Arif. Da ein kan edus, shayu lo Arif. V'lama da koryo is the Arif. Why are you calling him an Arif? Atu! Im amru shnayim, two edim testify. Ruvain, Hilva, Rishimen, Maneh, Ulelevi, Maneh. So they said in one edus that Ruvain lent Shimon money and Levi money. Vein Krovim Levi. Nifsolin Gavi Shimon. Do you need Palginan for that? Vahanami lo adamia. Elevadai Yosef Kivan Harava Bezdin. So the Ravid said, ah, can't be that the Eidus is on Edi Hava, and they also told me that he's an Arab. Rather, Shama Shekvar Yodua Be'edim Acherim Shezeh Arav Lezeh. We know Bet Alva, we know he's an Arav. Ella, Shalo V'Toein, Paraiti. Now, Lezeh Amru, that's the Gemara. Lo Basa Arav Asil, Min Dilo Efshu Mema Dilo Parole, Amukin to Machayev Arav. You can't say he didn't pay and not make the Arav Chayev. So that's the problem, that you can't accept the Eidus. In fact, the Ramban, what about Palginan? That's the next piece that he brings from the whole, from the Rush quotes as well. So the Ramban sets up what the Rush didn't do for us in the beginning. The Rush didn't have a problem with the Rashi. The Ramban sets us right away straight why the Ravid needed to say that the case was Edom on the Piron. Now, if you look in the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor had something of the Ravid, but not exactly the Ravid that we have. And notice what the Baal HaMor says. The first words of the Baal HaMor. Again, what is he focused on? What's the case? So what does the Ravid say is the case? Havravram Pirsha. Bishetanoseim hayo bepiro nachov. The tainus between the Malve the Lover about Piron. The Heidu Elu Heidim al Halove. Shahoda Bifneim Shelo Para. So he has the version that the Edim testified. We know he didn't pay. How do we know? He was Moda in front of us that he didn't pay. So the Edus Shelo Para. Umitoch Kach Haya Ha'arev Mishayev Imlai Psulin Machmas Kervasa. Without the fact that they're Psulin because they're carved to the Arev, the Arev would be off the, would be have to pay based on the Seidus. Why did the Ravid need to come up with such a case? That the testimony was Shelo Para, that he tested, he mowed that Tasdei Lupar. Ukemidu Mali! It seems to me, says the Baal HaMor, Shedocha Kol Rav Zal, the Perish Hazet, that what forced the Ravid to learn Pshat the cases like that, Shelo Ratsa Lahamida, Bishetano Seyem, Hoyu Iker Halva. He didn't want to make the discussion that Lova says, I never borrowed. He's an alleged Lova, I didn't borrow. And that's said. And the Edom said, there was Alva. No. Mishum. Da kaimalon de palginan dibura. Whoa. What did the Baal HaMor say? Why did the Ravid not want to say the cases Edom and Alva? The Ramban said, because it's two adios. You don't need palginan. It's two adios. Of course it's okay on the Lova. Okay, they carved it up. The Baal HaMor said, Palgina. Upshita li b'kai gavna, sh'nemonim hayu lulove ulemalve, upsum l'arif. Then for sure, there would be nemon for the lulove and l'malve, pasul to the arif, k'derava the amar, ploni b'al ishti, huva'achem, it's tarifin l'harga, v'lo harga. So first two rabbis say, you see why the Baal HaMor didn't have the real right. Because what is it Baal HaMor using Palgina for? What kind of a psul? What kind of a situation? What kind of a problem case are we having? Kurva. So we know what the Ravid says about this. By Kurva, we don't say Palgina, right? So obviously the Baal HaMor is not working with the Ravid that we have. Okay. But Rabosai, what did the Baal HaMor say? You need Palgina. Without Palgina, it would be tied together. They wouldn't be able to testify on the Lover, even though it's a separate point. No, he didn't agree with the Ramban. So what is the reason why the Ravid couldn't have that be the case? Because for sure, Palgina. So therefore, what did the Ravid do? He made the case, what? That the testimony was Shelo Para. Okay? So what's better? Who asked this kasha in the Baal HaMor? Who asked this kasha? The Rabban and the Mochalos. First paragraph. He quotes, right, the Baal HaMor. Rabbanan, right? Then he goes on, I don't like this pshat. Amar HaKosef, says the Ramban. Rosu kavanas harav. That's not what the Rav meant by giving the case, making the case about Piron. Sha'adayin hadavar kosher. Amayu palginim dibura. Still, palginim dibura. V'rem niyu gabi rove shulchayev lo. V'ro gabi arif. Still palginim. Notice more. Kiddush savara papala meimar. Oh, in asking this kasha, Ramban lets us in on a secret. Who else holds that we say palgina? That we don't accept the edus on the arab, we accept the vis-a-vis the lov and the malvin. Who in the Gemara holds this way? At least within the Ravid now. The Ramban is learned that to Rapa. So what did the Ravid gain by saying it has to be a case that the edus was shalopara, still say palgina? But what is the answer to the palgina? Ukfar hiksha kein harav habezdin atzmo v'tirtza v'tshuvosav, and that's the long rivet that we just spent much of shira. So why you don't see palgina? We know what the rivet has to say about that. But what did the Baal Mor say, Rabbi Yisrael? The Baal Mor says the rivet didn't make the case to be a case of halva, not because it's two aliyos that would have merged together, but because of palgina. And he doesn't know about our Ravid. Okay. So therefore, what's better? The case is the Edus was Shilo Para. Factor Ramban, still poking. What do you have to say in the Baal Mor? What was the Baal Mor thinking? What's the difference between the Palginan in a case where they say there was a Halva and Levi's an Arif? And the Palginan saying that they say Shilo Para. That wouldn't allow for palgina. What must be the pshat in the Baal Mor? Come full circle to the beginning of Shir. What's the difference in the two palginas? If they said there was a halva and ponies and arav, what kind of palginan is that? What terminology would we use? Palginan dibura. They said there was halva and ponies and arav. For the Ramban, you wouldn't need palgina for that. It's totally fair. For the Baal Mor, it's enough to say palgina. The Ravid couldn't allow that case to be the case. They would say Palgina. So what does the Ravid change it to according to the Baal Mor? They said the Edus was Shalom Parah. Now already, what we'd have to be doing is saying, we believe Shalom Parah b'nogeh the Loveh. We don't accept Shalom Parah b'nogeh the Arif. That would be, in our lexicon, Palgina Nehmanis. Kimeduma Li, it seems that the Baal Mor took for granted Palgina Nehmanis is a non-starter. There's no palgina of such. I, the Mishnah and the Yevamis, I, Eidachad, they don't come to the. No, that's not palgina manis. That's halach of Eidus Isha, as we said. But when you have Eidus, you can't say I'm accepting Eidus insofar as one party, not another party. The Baal Mor did not know about palgina manis. And that's why for him, that was the difference. In a case of Edom on the Halva, who also talk about an Arif, being an Arif, that's Palgina Dibura. So that's why you wouldn't talk about such a case of Ino Machokis in the Gemara. But in a case of Lo Para, that's Palgina Namanis. So that we don't that doesn't have Palgina to it. I think that'd be the Pshat about more. Okay, more details to come, obviously, the Ramban about more, the Ritzvah, as we can try to finish the sequence.